Welcome to The Messenger, keeping you informed on news, issues, and current affairs impacting Christian life throughout Oklahoma and the world. Today, news headlines, frontline stories from missionaries, discussion on critical issues, and as always, something to think about. And now, here are your co-hosts, Ray Sanders and Bob Nye.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ray Sanders, and you're listening to The Messenger. Alongside with me today is my co-host, Mr. Bob Nye. Bob, as always, good to see you.
Good to see you, Ray.
Well, we're going to talk about a wonderful topic here today, Bob, that I know that you're interested in. We're going to talk to a fellow down in Texas how to buy cars.
Well, you know, we've got some really good practical tips today, I think, Ray. It's going to help a lot of folks.
You know, we got Rod Sanders on the line. Rod Sanders is president of Sidco Auto Network. He lives down in Fort Worth, Texas, and he's a member of Hope Church, which is a Southern Baptist church right there in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. In addition to leading Sidco Auto Network, Rod is passionate about mentoring young business leaders and helping them navigate the daily challenges they face from a biblical perspective. I've had a chance to be with Rod in recent days, and I tell you, he's a man of faith, and he really operates his business that way, and he encourages young guys to do the same.
All right.
But he's here today to talk about how his company serves and helps a variety of ministries by assisting them in the purchase of automobiles.
Who would ever thunk it?
Yeah, who would have thought that you could serve ministries by helping them buy cars, but Rod has found a way to do it, and there's some Okies right here from Oklahoma City that are using his service, and a lot of Southern Baptists that are using his service, that Rod does a great thing. You know, they take pride in helping individuals and ministries in the search for quality automobiles at hassle-free prices. Sounds like something I'd be interested in.
Yeah, because nobody likes the hassle of trying to go buy a car.
That's right. Well, Rod, thanks for joining us today on The Messenger.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, Rod, let's just face it. Many folks that might be listening today hate the thought of having to go kick around on a car lot and look for a new car. It's one of those experiences that folks have to do every 2, 3, sometimes 4, 5 years. But like a lot of folks, they lack the time and the skill and the desire, really, to spend countless hours looking for the next vehicle. But that's all right, because you've got good news for them, don't you?
I do. That's exactly why we do what we do.
Well, I'd like for you to tell folks about your vision for Sidco Auto Network and how, really, you're serving a variety of ministries and helping people all across the country.
Okay. We provide all kinds of services, both in helping locate used vehicles and brokering new deals. We find that customers can't stand being cornered in an office with a sales manager on a new car or going from house to house or lot to lot looking for a used car, and they're at a disadvantage. And we bridge that gap for them.
So in essence, folks that may not want to take the traditional route of walking onto a car lot or visiting one car dealer to the next, if they contact you, you've kind of simplified the process for them, and they don't have to deal with a dealer. They deal with you. You are a licensed dealer, and you can help them find the vehicle that they want.
Yes. We've been doing this for 20 years. We saw a great need in the marketplace, and we've been trying to fill that need ever since.
Well, where did this idea come from, Rod? I know it was spurned some time ago, as you just said, but how did Sidco get started?
An older gentleman by the name of Sid Colburn started the business 20 years ago, but he was a dealer for about 39 years prior to that. And one of the challenges was always having the right car for the right people. He got tired of the inventory, got rid of it, and thought, you know, I'm just going to work in the Christian community with missionaries and ministries and try to serve them and on a referral basis, a high-trust business. And it's worked well for 20 years. He just retired at 80 years of age after being a dealer for 54, 53 years.
And so how did you guys cross paths, and how did you get a vision for the company?
I've been in business for quite a few years. I hooked up with him about 4 years ago when I was helping some Baptist pastors locate some cars for themselves. Frequently, before I ever got into business, I'd be asked to help negotiate cars because they didn't know how, or they didn't have time, or they couldn't do it. And so Sid was referred to me, and I bought 2 or 3 cars through him. And at that time, he asked me to pray about taking over his business so he could retire, because he wanted to carry the vision on, but he didn't have the time or the energy anymore to do that.
Right.
And so here we are today.
Well, you know, the thought of putting together a business like that, a business model, is very intriguing to me. And I know that you really have a heart for ministry. You have a heart for serving folks. But how exactly does this work? Let's just say that here I am in Oklahoma City, and I call you up. Now, you guys are located in Fort Worth. You have a dealer's license in Texas and in California, right?
Yes. We started in California, so we're California dealers and we're Texas dealers.
And is there any advantage to having a dealer license in California and Texas?
Well, because the business was started in California, I felt it was important to maintain a California dealer's license there, even though I live in Texas, of course. And because I live in Texas, I wanted to be a Texas dealer to be above approach with the authorities of the state. Even though I can sell anywhere in the country, I can buy anywhere in the country for our customers.
So here I am in Oklahoma City, and I'm, you know, needing a car, a used car, new car, and I'm listening today, and I understand that you help a lot of ministries, but let's say that I'm a pastor, or maybe I'm a music minister that's listening today, or just an individual, a church member. How does this work? Describe how this service plays out in all practicality.
What would happen was obviously they make contact with us either through our website or through our toll-free number. Myself or one of my account managers would try to understand what it is they're looking for. We go down a couple of different paths. Either they're interested in a late model Camry, for example, maybe an 03 or 405.
Did you say a late model Camel?
Yeah. I've ridden in Camrys. I've also ridden in Camels. I prefer the Camry.
Yeah.
But anyway, if that was what they were looking for, we could go down the path and do the research and tell them what we'd expect that to cost for us to get that to them.
Now, let me ask you a question at this point. I want to give kind of a picture of what we're talking about. So they contact you, or they can go to your website, but it's not like they're going to go to your website and they're going to see miles and miles of cars and inventory on your website. Really, what they do is they kind of decide what type of car that they want. Like in my case, with six kids, I need a Suburban, so I would call down, talk with you or one of your reps, and say, what I need is I'm looking for an 06 Suburban. I'd like for it to have air conditioning, obviously. Maybe I have a color preference, and you take it from there, right?
Right. I mean, we have customers that know exactly what they want, and we'll do a little research, tell them what to expect at the cost for us to find that vehicle for them, because we always save them money. Just questions how much. Or they'll say, I've got this much money to spend. I'm interested in this kind of car. How new of one can I get for that? And we'll research it and back into it.
Okay. So where do you go get your cars? I mean, do you go to car dealers? Do you go to auctions? Do you search the newspaper? How do you know that you're getting a quality car?
Well, because we're dealers, we're able to go into private dealer auctions. Most people don't have any idea how that works. It's really just a clearinghouse of inventory worldwide. And only a couple of two or three companies control all that inventory. So, for example, all of your major factories, Ford, Toyota, Honda, you know, Chrysler, Lexus, whoever, they will have a lane at these private dealer auctions, and they'll run through their repossessions or factory exec cars, their lease returns. And there'll also be banks that they'll run their, not factory exec cars, but their lease cars that have been returned or their repossessions. Yeah, or they'll say, my BMW dealer, well, I don't want to use Lexuses on my lot, but I may take one on trade, so I'll sell my Lexus on trade to the consignment lane, and I'll buy a BMW so I can carry like kinds that might use lot. And so it's just all this inventory control.
And so what you've just described are used vehicles, and so you use a variety of means, but more than likely it means that you go to an auction, and if you're looking for a white Suburban from me, you keep your eye out there and you see one come through, you spot it. Now, what do you do? I mean, do you bid on it, then you go check it out? How does that work?
Well, what would happen, of course, we know in advance what we're looking for. We would look on the Internet as we can access the inventory the night before, see what's coming through. We'll go out early in the morning, inspect the car, make sure it meets the criteria our clients have asked us to look for. We'll call them on the phone and say, okay, Ray, we have found a 06 Suburban. It's got exactly this many miles on it. It's got this equipment on it. Sounds like that'll work for you. If you agree, we'll go ahead and go for it. We expect it to run between Y and X. If not, it'll go out of budget, and we'll go for the next one.
Okay, so you actually aren't just sitting there and you see one come through and it looks pretty from a distance. You actually have an opportunity to go inspect the vehicle, look it over, give it the CIDCO look over, and determine if it's a type of vehicle that you'd want to get to one of your customers.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we buy more cars, you know, in a week than many people buy in their lifetime, so we have a lot more experience at that. And you also have to picture this, too. I mean, take an auction where there's 3,000 or 4,000 cars be auctioned off to dealers in 4 hours. I mean, I can't look at 4,000 cars passing by. I mean, they're all different makes, models, trim lines, miles. So we have to go and look exactly for what we're looking for. And so we'll walk all over this 200,000-acre lot and give us time to inspect it and talk to our client before we pull the trigger on it.
Sounds like to me, Bob, that Rod would do pretty good to be down in Cowtown picking out cattle.
Yeah. You get exactly
there,
what
there
you
might
want,
be some Okies that may want to use his service for buying Holsteins or heifers or something.
Yeah, really.
Rod, I want to extend my question a little bit more here. Now, we've talked about used, but what if I wanted I told you I wanted an 07 Suburban. How would that work?
We can handle that too. And most of our clients, you know, want to take advantage of the first and second year massive depreciation. We all know that you have. But for those that can afford it and they want new, They'll tell us what they want. We will locate that car, and maybe not even in their state or in Texas. I mean, we may find the best value in a neighboring state and have that vehicle shipped in. Just the other day, we negotiated a BMW and had shipped to Colorado, a Toyota Camry in California. I mean, just wherever we can get the best value.
Well, so far we've been talking about cars and maybe pickups and so forth, Rod. What about a church that's looking for maybe a van or a bus? Are you able to help them?
Oh, absolutely. We have done countless 15-passenger vans. Just did one the other day for a local Christian school that hope to be delivering in the next day or two. The other thing are big box trucks. I mean, a lot of churches need to move stuff. You know, we'll locate a late model box truck, diesel, relatively low miles on it, save them thousands of dollars, and they can move their stuff around.
So if you find a vehicle for like a church, you don't just say, well, we've got the vehicle down here in Fort Worth, come get it. You actually deliver that vehicle to the door, right?
In most cases, we do.
Well, we are talking with Rod Sanders. He is president of Sidco Auto Network. He is in Fort Worth, but he can certainly take calls all around the nation. If you're listening, you may be wondering, what type of service does he offer? Bottom line is that Sidco is a type of company that you could call, and if you have a vehicle that you're looking for, if you're a minister, maybe you're a pastor, maybe you're a music minister, maybe you're just a church member, you can contact Sidco. Rod Sanders is a member of Hope Church. It's a Southern Baptist church down in Fort Worth, but he really has a passion for serving ministries, and that's why we're talking with him today on The Messenger. When we get back, we're going to talk with Rod more about this service and how you might be able to get in touch with him. We'll be right back right after this.
If you like what you hear on The Messenger radio program, then you are sure to enjoy reading the rest of the story in the Baptist Messenger newspaper. The Baptist Messenger is the third largest news publication in Oklahoma, reaching over 80,000 households. You'll receive inspirational Christian stories from across the state and world, stay on top of critical issues that impact Christian life, and learn weekly financial tips from Dave Ramsey. All this and more in the Baptist Messenger. Subscribe today and receive 50 issues for less than $14. That's 50 issues for less than $14. Discounts are available for churches that want to provide church members with this valuable Christian news resource. To receive your copy of the Baptist Messenger newspaper, call 405-942-3800. That's 405-942-3800. The Baptist Messenger newspaper, providing insightful Christian information and news you can use. Call and order your copy today.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Messenger. Our special guest on today's program is Rod Sanders. He is president of Sidco Automotive Network. And Sidco prides itself in helping individuals and ministries in the search for quality automobiles with hassle-free prices. Bob, it's a great service. Rod's a good friend, and I just wanted to have him on today. And Rod, we were talking before we went to the break a little bit about your services and the types of folks that you help, but tell us how you've been helping some missionaries and folks like that that may be coming back from the mission field, and how you get them in a new car and back on the road, back on the States.
That's one of our favorite parts of our jobs, actually. What'll happen is missionaries have been away for at least 1, 2, 3 years. They're not familiar with the current market. They're here for many times a short period of time. They need to get the most car for the money. It's going to cost them the least amount of dollars to drive it while they're in the States. And so what they'll do is either through their friends that are here or email us, whichever, we'll ascertain what they're looking for. We'll find it. We'll acquire it. We'll get it ready to go. In many cases, ship it in another part of the country where they're coming in. So when it hit the ground, they're not out scrambling, buying the first car, being taken advantage of. They've got a good, reliable car. They can drive it. And if we need to, we can help them dispose of that car when they leave the country.
You know, you mentioned something I think that a lot of folks would be interested in knowing. It's not like you just buy these cars and then just send them off. You really go over them with a fine-tooth comb, don't you? Kind of tell folks about that.
We're trying to honor the Lord in our services, and we do the very best we can. And so when we buy a vehicle, I mean, most of them are under warranty. If their budget will not afford that, then we'll try to get the lowest mile. So the first step, honestly, is in the selection. So you've got cars going through the lot, the lanes that the dealers are buying. Most of the time, they're buying spec cars. We're buying cars that are already pre-sold. So I can pay $100 more because I know it's already sold and buy the lowest mileage, best condition car in most cases. So that's the first step. We'll do a post-sale inspection. We'll have pay to have the car checked out thoroughly by the auction. And then we'll get it off and take it to the dealership and have them do a second check on it. And then we recondition whatever needs to be done. I mean, there's no perfect car out there unless you don't drive it. And so we'll have things fixed on it, touched up, whatever, so that it's as light new as possible when that car leaves our place.
You guys do a quality job. So let's say I've been a missionary and I've been over in Africa someplace, and the steering wheels that I've been used to are on the right
side of the car.
Yeah. You pull my car up and I look at you and say, "Hey, Rod, this steering wheel's on the wrong side." I kid by saying that, but you know, we talked a little bit about this before going on the program, but what happens if somebody doesn't like the car you pull up in? What happens in that case?
Well, I mean, we're going to stand behind our cars. I mean, that's happened, I think, twice in 20 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's this constant communication, via email or by phone. We know exactly what we're looking for. When we find it, we're right there in front of the car. Where this is the color. This is the miles. This is the condition. This is the trim line, the equipment. There's that last chance to ask, what about this? And if it sounds right, we pull the trigger.
Well, you know, Rod, we've been at this for a few minutes here, and there's probably some folks that are sitting there listening saying, okay, I get it, I like it, I want one, where do I go? Why don't you tell folks how they can get in touch with you at this point, and we'll bring it back up at the end of the show, but give them your phone number, give them your website. Somebody may have to go take kids off to school or something. Go ahead and give them the phone number and how to contact you, so if they have to run off, they can catch it at this juncture in the show.
Well, the best thing to do is call our toll-free number. We've made it easy to memorize. It's 58 and CIDCO, so 888-88-SIDCO. And then extension 101 will find me anywhere in the country because I'm traveling, delivering cars, buying cars, you know, whatever. And if I'm not available, leave a voicemail, email me. I'll get it on my phone, on my laptop, and be back in touch as soon as possible. Of course, you've got our website at CIDCOAuto.com, CIDCOAuto.com.
And that's really in honor of the original founder, Sid, really. I mean, CIDCOAuto.com.
Absolutely.
Well, we're obviously the jokes about used car salesmen all the time. You know, people wonder about, well, can I trust this guy? You know, it sounds like you guys are so trustworthy. I had a thought just a moment ago about cars that were on the Gulf Coast through the hurricane, and they're sent to dealers and auctions. Are you all able to tell which cars have been through a thing like that?
We are. There are a couple of ways. One, you know, we're trained to look for certain things, and I have found a couple that we passed on because they were obviously in the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is the auctions are a third party, and they really do a pretty good job of making announcements. And so I don't buy any car that's not green-lighted. It means that the seller's standing behind it, and there's no major mechanical problems or anything that's not been disclosed. If we find something, we can arbitrate it and unwind it and move on and buy another car.
Say I buy a car that came from California. Now, there is no dealer in my area. What about servicing that vehicle?
Well, again, if most of them are under warranty, then you can take it to any authorized service center in the country. So it's Toyota Camry, any Toyota dealer. If they're not in warranty, you know, we'd be happy to provide a warranty that we've got a company to work with that's probably the largest in the nation. They've got hundreds of locations in most major cities.
You know, we've talked a lot about this service, but we haven't talked about what it costs. Everybody wants to know, am I going to save money? Am I going to get a good deal? How do you get paid for your service, and do people have to sign a contract?
Again, our goal is saving time, money, and hassle. So there's values for all three of those. But on the financial side, we're buying at dealer cost, and we're marking it up a fraction of what the average dealer does because we don't have inventory. We don't have a lot of overhead, and we're able to pass those savings on to the customer. We've saved our customers anywhere from $1,000, in many cases, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. It just depends on the price of the vehicle.
And so basically, you determine a markup in the car, and even after that, what you found is that you save people money.
Yes, we build ours in. In some cases, if we find that we've got to get a car and we have to pay a little more to get it, we just eat it. Or if we find a repair needs to be made, we just cover it.
And so in terms of a contract, if I called you up and said, hey, go find me this particular vehicle, am I required to sign a contract or anything like that?
No, it's really based on good faith.
And that just, again, speaks to the kind of guy you are and the way you run your business. So let's say that you've been lucky. You found what I needed. I love it. I think it's a great price. How do I get my vehicle? Do I drive down to Texas? Do I drive to California? Do I drive to a particular location? And how do I pay you guys?
It depends on what's best for all the parties involved. You know, we just delivered last week an 06 Buick Lucerne up to a guy with Navigators. Took it to his door, signed the paperwork, collected the money, and we're on our way back to Texas. So most of the time we deliver to the door and we incorporate the cost of transportation, or we've had them fly down and drive it back because it was convenient for them to do that.
I guess you would rather have folks have cash in hand when they get the car, but do you help with financing?
Most of our customers are paying cash, or they have prearranged with their bank or credit union in advance. If they haven't done that, we're happy to refer them to third-party companies that could be of help to them. A lot of internet-based companies will overnight them a check and it'll be blank up to a certain amount, and they fill in their own name and amount, and they're good to go.
So how are taxes handled?
If the buyer's in Texas or California, we have to collect those taxes. If they're not, we'll just collect for the price of the vehicle, and then when they register it in their local community, then they'll pay the sales tax applicable at that time.
I want to talk to you about some of the folks that you've helped, and you know, I know you've even helped our former mayor, Kirk Humphries, is on the front of your website. Anybody that's listening that is from Oklahoma will recognize Kirk, and you have a long, long list of folks that you have helped and their testimonies. But I'd like for you to tell us, you know, some of those stories. I know one in particular I'm interested in, but tell us some of those folks that you've helped, and along the way here, Rod, kind of let people realize the advantages and benefits of dealing with you versus, say, a traditional approach.
Dr. Lloyd Hart is a great example. I mean, they were in New Orleans when Katrina hit. The staff was scattered to their offices in Atlanta. Some were able to work remotely. He came back to Fort Worth where he had family and friends. They thought they were leaving just for a day or two, so they left one of their seats out of their van, and they left a car behind. So what happened was they lost part of one car and all of another.
Goodness.
And so he asked us to help find an 05 Dodge Grand Caravan. Spent a couple, 3 weeks looking for one. Found the right one for him at the right price. They loved the van. 9 days later, I get a call from Dr. Harsh. And he says, you know, Rod, don't worry about those. I ordered special order something for their vehicle, something extra. So don't worry about that. My wife totaled it this morning. It's like, you've got to be kidding.
Wow.
Someone had rear-ended her on the way to work.
Goodness.
And so we went on the hunt for a second one. So a week or two later, we found one. This is such a great story because the insurance paid off at market value, not what they paid for the vehicle. So they ended up getting, I think it was $2,000 or $3,000 more for the replacement. We were able to get them a little bit newer, a little bit lesser miles van to replace the first van.
So you actually saved them so much money in the purchase that the insurance company paid them an additional $2,000 from what they paid for the vehicle?
I think it's a little bit more than that, yes.
Wow. Now that's what I call a deal.
Yeah, God's in the middle of that, wasn't he?
Well, tell us a few more stories, Rod, how you're helping folks in ministry or maybe just individuals that you've dealt with over the years.
One thing that's important to understand is that we can find any kind of car. So whether it's a 2000 Camry or if it's a 2006 BMW 650 CIC for $85,000, and there's nothing that we don't have access to. And so like Brad and Marty Sprague with Church Resource Ministries out of California, perfect example. They have paid a price for ministry their entire career by not being able to have nice cars. They finally got in a position with this really high appreciation in homes in California that we found them an 04 Lexus RX 330 with 22,000 miles on it, which is unbelievably low miles. Beautiful car. Got it to them for about $5,000 under market. And so now they're able to drive a really fun car that they've never been able to afford to drive. And that's just another example. Or maybe Ted and Gwen Martin, retired missionaries with Campus Crusade, live up in the mountains. They need a Subaru. Well, you can't find Subarus that often in Southern California. We looked everywhere, found them a great deal on a 2001 model so they could have the four-wheel drive to run up and down the mountains. Or Diane Moore with Wycliffe Bible Translators. I mean, she came back off the mission field to help her father that was ailing health and bought an 02 Honda Accord. And she was thrilled. She got more equipment, nicer car, lower miles for less money than she planned on spending.
Well, it's pretty obvious to me that you guys work hard and are serving a lot of folks with the ministry that you do. And that's really kind of how you see your business, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, we do a lot of corporate stuff, too, and we pass on savings to them as well. But we really like to do as much with missionaries and ministries and the Christian community that we can.
Have you ever had an order for a car that you were not able to find?
Generally, if we can't find a car, it's because it's really low budget and they need something newer than they can afford, with lower miles than they can afford. For example, we won't buy anything with over 100,000 miles on it. I don't want to go down that road. I can't serve them well.
Well, I was going to have you try to find me a 1950 Chevrolet pickup, you know, candy apple red, but I guess you can't do that, huh?
Yeah, well, we try to stay away from that. We don't do miracles. Only one person does.
Okay,
well,
that's right.
That's good. Yeah. Well, Rod, I'm curious, if I were going to give you an opportunity just to tell folks, if you were going to sum it up, wrap it up for us, we've got about a minute and a half left here. Take that amount of time and just talk with folks about the advantages of doing business with you folks and really just share with them your heart about what you're trying to accomplish.
You know, we have found that there's just a really valid need. I haven't met anyone, or maybe myself, I enjoy it, but most people don't enjoy being tackled in a car dealership.
That's right.
I mean, and taking hours for something that's not that complicated, mm-hmm. and being at a great disadvantage in the whole process. And so I think the greatest advantage is just being able to deal with people you trust, not have to spend all the time involved, not have to have the frustration of being made to feel stupid because you're being taken advantage of or you don't know if you're being taken advantage of. And so we take all that other way. We spend the time for you. You know, we're your alter ego, and we'll go out and find the right car, negotiate the best price, especially on new cars. Since we're dealers, we begin talking at invoice. We don't even talk from MSRP. That's irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we're on the inside, we're able to get things done that most people can't get done.
So, Rod, we're near the end of the program. I'll tell you what, one more time, give us that toll-free number and then your website address.
Okay, it's 58 and CIDCO, 888-88, CIDCO, S-I-D-C-O, and then extension 101 if you want to find me anywhere in the country. And our website is www.CIDCO.com.
Well, Rod, we really appreciate you being on the program today. I hope that folks that are listening will find this a service that they might be able to utilize. Maybe there's a church pastor, somebody that's looking for a bus or a van, or maybe it's just somebody that's looking for a car. Rod Sanders and the folks at CIDCO Auto Network are believers, and they're folks that take a different approach to helping you find a new vehicle. That's the show for this week. I'd like to remind everyone, if they like today's program, or maybe there's a past program that they heard that they'd still like to hear, or maybe share with a friend, then they can go to www.messengerradio.com. That's www.messengerradio.com and listen to any of our previous programs. I'd like to thank Marcus Waymiller, K.R. Vineyard, and Trey Boyd for producing today's program. Until next time, I'm Ray Sanders.
And I'm Bob Nye.
Thanks for joining The Messenger. We'll see you again next week for a closer look at news and issues impacting Christian life throughout Oklahoma and the world.
Hello.
Hey, Kyle. This is Matt.
Hey, what's up?
Well, Stephanie and I have been looking for a new way to advertise our business and was wondering how you advertise yours.
Well, we've had great success with the Baptist Messenger.
The Baptist Messenger?
Yeah, the Baptist Messenger. It's the third largest news publication in the state.
Really?
Yeah, they reach over 80,000 households every week.
Well, 80,000? That sounds expensive.
No, not really. We checked into other publications. We reach more people for less using the Baptist Messenger than with any other publication.
So what size ad do you run?
Well, we've had great luck with our quarter page ads, but we've even run smaller ads and done really well.
So how do I get in touch with the Baptist Messenger?
Well, I work with Charlie Atkins. Let me get his number here. Just give him a call at 405-942-3800.
That's 405-942-3800.
That's it. Charlie will get you fixed up. They'll even design your ad if you need some help.
Wow, that's great. Thanks, Kyle. See you Sunday.
You bet. Catch you later. You'll be glad you called the Baptist Messenger.